Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Don't throw menthols on the stage. Don't like menthols.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
The easier line there, I would have said.
I thought you were going to do all of it.
What do you mean?
You're just looking at me.
We usually split it up, don't we?
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows anymore? Welcome back to Bandwagons, the podcast where we talk about everything that other people are talking about. And listeners, I'm going to live with here. This actually might be where I die. You might actually listen to me decease.
Do you want to
live on a podcast?
Your funny story or no?
What's my funny story?
From last night.
I can't say that. I'll say it on Patreon, but I can't say it here. I'm sorry.
Your mommy would be mad.
Yeah, my mom would be mad. So I was at my cousin's wedding last night, and Sunday weddings are lethal because there's just an air of like, well, I don't have anything a job anyway, happen. So it didn't really matter. But yeah, it was just like, anything could happen. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're there. I don't know. There's something about being hungover on a Monday. It's not good. It's not the one, I think. That's only a thing if you're in college, I think.
Was it good?
It was great. Royal Marine Hotel.
Why is it a Sunday wedding?
Why was it a Sunday wedding? I'm not sure.
Talk to me about that.
But it was very nice.
Choice.
They did a meal first and we didn't go to that. We just went to the afters, but the band were class. I must
have been going to the dinner.
Huh?
I thought you were going for the dinner.
No, tell you where we went for lunch though. Anderson's in Glasnevin.
Yeah.
And it was very delicious. Yeah. So we went there and then we drove out to Dunleary and we had a great time.
Yeah.
It was fab. But I am now unwell as a result. Also, we should say sorry that we were late with the episode last week, in case you were like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
I was on holidays and I don't know, I don't really know what the hell happened, but
I usually test run the episodes just to make sure they upload right, and I thought I had done that, but all the Patreon feed and the normal feed all feed into my one like podcast feed.
Yeah,
so I just clicked on it and was like, yeah, sounds good, but I didn't realize where it was coming from, which was actually the Patreon, not the normal feed. So, and nobody said it for like a week.
But should they have to? I feel this is fully our job.
No, like, it's not your fault.
I love how it was like all this song and dance about us coming back, and then everyone was like, no episode for a week. Everyone's like, is everything okay again?
Yeah, maybe people are afraid to be like, are you just stoned?
Hey guys,
is it not working?
Anyway,
we're just idiots. We just stopped caring this time.
Yeah,
in a good way. Yeah.
Anyway, how was your weekend, week, etc., etc.?
It was good.
Because I haven't seen you for a while because we batch recorded because I was on holidays.
You were away, yeah, and I won't see you now for 3 weeks.
I know, yeah.
Well, no, I'll see you Thursday.
When are you going to... Yeah, I'm literally seeing you on Thursday. When are you going to Chicago?
Next Monday. Till the following Tuesday.
The musical Chicago, right?
No, I'm going to the city.
I know, but what's that about? Is that the prison one?
Yeah.
What's the relevance of Chicago then?
I think it's set in Chicago.
Okay, that probably makes sense.
I don't know
either.
It's not one of my faves.
Have you ever been before?
Yes. Been once, very long time ago, with my other brother. We went over there. My brother lives over there, so we're going to see him. And we're bringing Nora. We keep saying it's for her first birthday. It's not. It's just like, it was a convenient time to go. But like, when she grows up, we'll be like, we brought you to America for your first birthday.
Yeah.
And you loved it. No, I had a good weekend. We went to, Mark's parents were staying in the lighthouse in Wicklow. Like, there's a lighthouse you can stay overnight in.
Oh, nice.
So we went up to see it, and it's like, crazy cool, but it's like a lot of steps. And it's like, it's a lighthouse. It's literally a lighthouse that they've turned into like a Airbnb.
Yeah. I can't say it. I don't know what word I was trying to say there.
Yeah, not ideal for toddlers because it's literally, I don't do well with heights or spiral staircases.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. So I was just kind of like, and then Nora was just like, I want to run at this stairs from a height.
But, and you were like, I'd really rather if you didn't do that.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then last night I went to a dark moon gathering.
Well, tell me what that is now.
I have a coven. No, I don't. Like,
this is very on brand Maddie Healy for the episode. Dark moon rising. What?
No, dark moon gathering.
Dark moon gathering, okay.
I wasn't really, yesterday I came to it and I was like, I do not, I'm not ours leaving the house, but I went because I thought it would be good content for this because it was like, the dark moon's on Thursday.
Okay.
So this, they have like once a month, they have a get together of women in the community to like welcome in the dark moon.
Okay.
And my friend Anne had gone before. She does Reiki, you know, like she's big into her spirituality now. She said it was class. So me and my sister-in-law said we'd go. And we did like, it was like yin yoga poses and there was like some chanting and like throat vibrations.
Okay.
And breath work. Okay. And sound, there was a sound bath. And then we did some journaling and we got to burn it in a fire.
Okay, love that.
And then we like, there was like dark moon cards and you got to draw a card at the end and they kind of came around at the end and they gave everyone like strawberries and dark chocolate and dates and all.
Yum.
It was class.
Why those three foods?
They were like, put them together and make a sandwich. I was like, okay, what? I don't know.
Dates, strawberries, dark chocolate in bread?
No.
What? No, have I got this wrong?
There's no bread.
But you just said...
make a sandwich out of them.
Okay.
Make a sandwich.
Okay.
Like, I was eating them like one at a time. They were like, yeah.
It's off your brain. Okay. You know, all the said flavor sensations.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool. And there was like singing and there was like drums and stuff.
And did you see the moon?
No. God, no.
No, that's the whole point because it's dark.
We were literally upstairs in the community center.
So you were you outside? You were just in like a community hall. I thought you were on a beach or something.
That would have been lovely. The worst part was I got there really early because they were like, get there early because the good mats go quick. So I went like crazy early, like 25 minutes early to get a good mat.
Oh my God, Adam has his work cut out for him this week. Fucking hell.
So I went in and dropped my bag at a mat. Like, I just got the furthest one in the corner so no one would be behind me.
Right.
I'd have a lot of space. But they came over there like, okay, so like, just in the corner you're in, that's like the closest to the gym. So you'll hear a lot of the weights banging and stuff. And you could, but that didn't bother me for a while. But then, like, you could faintly hear, like, some guy personal training some other guy, and you could hear him, like, slapping him on the chest.
Sorry, that's not very dark
moon
vibes. You could
hear him slapping him on the chest, being like, come on, look at your frame. He was, like, beating him to stand up straight, like, or something. I don't know what was going on. It was so weird. I couldn't concentrate at all.
We should go to one of them.
They need it. What?
For an episode.
I did. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. See, I know you did, but like for an episode.
Yeah. No, you can't take the piss up. No, I did really.
No, not to take the piss. I want to know what it's like.
Yeah, no, actually it was really good. There's just like there's some of the noise. And they were like blaring like rap and stuff really loud. And we were like home. It was just like two absolute like what is it called? Like juxtapositions?
Yeah. Something
is that
like
the word
anyway.
Or oxymorons?
Don't ask me
something
about
like that.
Words today.
Polar opposites next door, and I just happened to have like the worst like position for it because like Orla was in front of me, and she was just like, "No, I could kind of hear the weights." Like, and every time someone dropped a heavy weight on the ground, the whole ground like jumped. So I love it in like outside or like just for the gym not to be there. It would have been ideal because I found it hard to concentrate at some points.
Why don't you set up your own and do it on the beach?
No, because these ladies are like yoga practitioners and like I'm not.
Well, you don't have to do yoga. I just have the bring people to the beach and have a bit of food.
Mary. A barbecue.
That's essentially what you described. And then just a bit of writing. Yeah. Fab.
We did the burning in a fire thing before with my housemates.
Oh, I remember you doing this. Yeah.
I released whatever. We went out and stood looking at the moon. We were just making it up as we went along though. Mark goes to like a breathwork class and it's mad. Like they go in and they have to breathe. Like they hyperventilate, like kind of Wim Hof stuff.
Okay.
So they do like in a bit, releasing your inhibitions, dancing for like a
and
song.
Feeling the rain on your skin.
Yeah. So there's like a song where they have to just close their eyes and just dance like improv dance. And then there's like another song, they have to be completely still. And then then for the next song, they have to like hyperventilate this breathwork.
Okay.
And he loves it. He could, like, apparently you have like these mad revelations and stuff. But if you saw either of the things we were at, like it's fully like the start of how cults go. But like what less intense.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I will go back.
I think we should. They'd often be on in Dublin, and I know the girls at home go. I've been to a few in Cork. I think now I think it's more like full moon circle, whatever. It sounds kind of the vibe of what you did. Like, but again, on a beach.
Yeah,
not in a.
Yeah, you can do those like yoga on the beach and stuff down home as well. But I've just never gone. It was handy Sunday evening. Didn't have to. I was like, if I just lie here and do nothing, and there's no one asking me for something for 2 hours, then it was worth my while.
How are your vibes now? Would you say hi?
Good.
How's your throat?
My throat? What do you mean?
Were you not doing something with your throat at it as well?
We had to like chant and stuff.
Oh,
like to create a vibration in the room. It was good. My throat's actually really sore today. Maybe that's why. But it could have been the incense either.
Could have been just
yeah. No, it was good. I'd recommend.
I don't know how to transition out of that into what we're talking about. But yes.
So, I have no idea either.
I don't really... Okay, you wanted to do this and I was a bit like, even though I do kind of unapologetically love him.
Yeah.
But he is the man of the moment, for better or worse. Matthew Timothy Healy. Matty Healy. From Man of the
Matty Timmy Healy. Is that his actual name?
Matthew Timothy Healy, yeah. Mm. Matthew Timothy.
Matthew Timothy is a weird combination of names, I feel.
Matthew Timothy Healy, yeah. Potentially Taylor Swift's boyfriend. What do we think?
So this is where it all came from. I was on Matty Healy TikTok. When was it? Like not that long ago when he was like kissing all those people on
for
TikTok.
The tour. For best tour, yeah.
So I just somehow, I never really knew who he was, or like I knew what he looked like and I knew the songs, but I never really knew him. And then I got on that side of TikTok and I was like, Mark, if I went to a concert and he wanted to kiss me, is it cheating? And he was like, yes. I was like, well, it doesn't matter anyway because I'm not going. And then you went. You were...
I did not kiss him, unfortunately.
But you had permission.
I had permission from Cian, yeah.
Yeah, so I was during that whole saga, that's when I kind of became aware of him. And then this whole Taylor Swift thing broke over the weekend. Over the weekend? Last weekend? This
kind
weekend?
Of re-solidified at the weekend, but yeah, I think, yeah. Anyway,
Dormois.
Yeah.
Announced it ages ago.
It was actually The Sun. So The Sun had... The Sun had the exclusive on it, and then obviously everyone went to Dumois because, like, I don't know, people kind of think they're the oracle in terms of celebrity news. And they had been together before, or like it was long rumored they'd been together back in 2014.
Yeah.
And like they're mates a good while, and they've worked together before and stuff. But then obviously she broke up with Joe Alwyn. They were together 6 years. And then you have this article from The Sun being like, yeah, they're together. They're going to go kind of public or like official or like re-solidify their love at the Nashville shows for her tour.
Yeah. Which they did.
Which they did. Because he was there and he was after...
He was with her dad and all, wasn't he?
Yeah, they're still on tour at the minute as well. Or I think they're nearly finished. But he was in the Philippines, got whatever super duper, probably Taylor's private jet, let's be honest, straight to Nashville. And he's like in the audience and he's like with... Gigi and they're singing whatever, and then at the next Nashville show he's actually on stage as well. He performed with Phoebe Bridgers. She was her opener for those shows.
Oh yeah.
So he was playing guitar and stuff, but he's been at some of the other shows as well and pictured with her dad. So
crazy.
But do you think they're actually together? Or do you think it's PR? Because I'm gonna be honest, right, obviously we'll get into like, I'm a huge fan of the two of them. When this news was announced, I was like, this is incredible. But initially I was like, this is fully, not bullshit, but I was like, very initially I was like, it's bullshit. And then I was like, no, it's PR and they're working together and like, they're having a laugh, but they're not actually together. And then it was more like, maybe it's PR, but like they're probably shagging as well. Yeah. And then I was like, no, they're together and he's more into it than she is him.
That's
and
what I
think
as
this
well.
Is going to end in absolute flames. I think this is going to be, it's going to be incredible for me and everyone else, but it's going to be terrible for the two of them personally, probably him more so.
Those TikToks of him watching her at the Nashville shows or whatever, where he's just like apparently like in awe watching her. And I tried to find them and I was like, I do not see whatever else I've seen in these videos where he's like supposed to be looking at her with like lovey-dovey eyes.
He's like singing, he's like kind of singing along because it's like fearless. And then at one point he's like giving it loads to shake it off, actively dancing with the girlos.
But still, like, that's what everyone does at a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, but there is kind of a look in his eyes. He's also coming out of like, he is this insane dating history, which we'll get into as well, but like he was just, this wasn't publicly confirmed, right? So I'm going to say allegedly, but he was allegedly engaged to FKA Twigs, right?
Okay.
He had proposed to her, maybe she said no. No, they were engaged and I think she broke it off is the current rumour. And now, or she's going out with this other fella and he is the rightiest person I've ever seen and like the absolute opposite end of Matt Healy. Like Matt Healy, like people call him Ratty Healy, like, and then she's with a man now who looks like he was carved out of marble, you know what I mean? And anyway, none of that's really relevant. That relationship fucked him up in a huge way. Like the new album is like very, 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 very sad. And there's been a couple of moments on the tour where he's just like, he's in bits like, and he's just crying and it's definitely about that. So that's why I'm like, okay, maybe Taylor's rebounding. She's having a bit of a laugh. But that's like, I don't know, I'd be...
Yeah, people are saying she's like
concerns.
Just in her post-breakup. Like, people were referring to Jo Alwyn as like Eeyore and they were like, she's just coming out of her Eeyore phase now and she's just trying to do the fucking polar opposite by like getting with someone who's like so in the public eye and making, and like bringing back the girl tribe and like fucking just shagging all around her and just going a bit mad.
But who is she in the situation then, Winnie the Pooh? What do you mean Eeyore?
He's just a bit like sad. Jo Alwyn just has kind of sad boy vibes.
No, and yeah, look, the rumours there were that they broke up because he kind of was allergic to the fact that she was like very famous or like more famous than him. Like, I know, but like, I'm also like, you can't go out with Taylor Swift and like, she's only getting more famous. Yeah. She's going to be famous for her entire, like, if she stopped doing everything tomorrow,
he was
she's
nobody.
Still Taylor
like,
Swift.
I wouldn't have heard of him without her.
Like, I mean, look. We got some incredible music out of it, but I'm here for Taylor being public, Taylor doing media, Taylor and the girls out and about, Taylor being chaotic publicly.
Shagging all around her.
Yeah, like, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely here for that, but... And then there were things that it was like, oh, is she with Maddie to kind of take some of the attention off Joel? And then I'm like, yeah, maybe... Because there was a lot of... He is potentially seeing someone else now, some actor person. I don't know if that's confirmed... I don't know, I just think she's fucking around and finding out, as the expression goes, you know?
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah, there was a lot of TikToks of people being like, look at her sing towards him in the crowd, like at these like huge arena stadiums or whatever.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And it's like, she's definitely singing to him and it's like on the big screen and she, her eyes just like flick in a direction, which is how she does all her shows.
No, okay.
And they're like, she's singing at him and he's just like a blip.
Okay, so just to go back into like the actual history, so they were first linked in 2014. She went to their concert in Los Angeles and New York.
Did we see them at Electro Picnic?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
I have seen them.
I don't remember his face at all. I remember the music.
We were,
and it was
very
pissing
far
rain
away.
Yeah,
and
we had to run
in
up
the
a hill.
Smaller tents. Or no, sorry,
no,
yes,
the main stage.
We saw them on the main stage, and I have a video of me pelting out because they started playing She's American. I was like, we cannot miss this.
Oh, yeah.
But we saw them the year before that and they were in a much smaller tent and then they were on main stage the following year.
I don't think I was there the year before. I think that was my
first
year.
Or it might have been 2 years before. Anyway, yeah.
And
I'm sorry,
I
don't think you were there that year. Yeah. I don't have vivid memories of that set bar. She's American. But anyway, Taylor was at these concerts. There were all these rumours. He denied dating her at that time. And said they had hung out and they fancied each other, but it was just like a flirtation. Then he did a separate interview and he said that it would be emasculating to be her boyfriend. So that massively blew up in his face because like people were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
The journalist who interviewed him for that wrote this op-ed for The Guardian saying the feelings of an artist who wants to be celebrated in his own right I saw an intelligent and liberal man wrestling with our culture's gender roles. Then he had to come out and basically do another interview in Elle and was saying, I was for a very short time immersed in a celebrity world that I found confusing and scary. At that time, I had fears of being somebody's boyfriend before even being recognised for my music or presence as a person of my own right. He has huge foot and mouth disease, as we will learn. Yeah. She kind of does as well, though, which is why I'm kind of like, this works. I said in one interview that we didn't date and some dick like Perez Hilton took it out of context and morphed it so it looked like I was throwing shade. She came to our show and you would have thought that Barack Obama had come out. So it was more just like, he was trying to say it was just the level of how famous he was, how famous she was at that time. Mm. And kind of, it's crazy to think she got even more famous after that. And I think he was probably joking, again, as we learn throughout this, but he's just, again, tone, everything like that. So they stayed friends. They actually worked on Midnight, her most recent album, with her, but none of that music came out. And then she was a special guest at one of their London shows. And obviously, like, people were like, grand, she's probably in town visiting Joe. And she, like, here on her off day. Didn't think any more of it, really. And then so obviously, he was still single at this point. She was with Joe. Herself and Joe break up. And then we had the report at the start of May from The Sun. But you have this, you're talking about these videos, right? So there's one video where, so he does this, the 1975 tour at the minute, there's a lot of like speaking to the camera. It's kind of like Truman Show-esque, right? So there's one bit where he's like, this song is about you. I love you. I'm vaguely paraphrasing. But she says the exact same thing to the camera at another show on her tour.
Okay.
So when this all came out, I was like, okay, this is fully all PR. It's all publicity. But now people are taking it as like, no, I swear I'm not. But now people are taking it as like, oh no, they are in love. Like,
I don't know if it's love.
What do you think it is then?
Like, they know how every little micro like thing is going to be scrutinized. And they're doing like big things like that, like saying the exact same thing in the exact same way at their concerts, knowing how that it's going to be picked up and people are going to know. It's like, they're not. It's not like, I just feel like it's very, it begins with a C.
Planned? Contrived?
Contrived.
From her part, yeah, but there's a part of me that just thinks, I don't know, this is a bad idea for him, like mentally, everything. Like, he cannot cope with what, like, even if you look, the Swiftie fandom is like so divided right now, because obviously he's a bit of a controversial figure himself for reasons we will get into. And like, as obviously said, dumb shit in the past before, done dumb shit in the past. He's way, like, he's the polar opposite of Joe Alwyn in so many ways. Yeah. And if you look at the TikTok comments, people are either like, because their fandoms would have a lot of crossover in terms of even just the music. So you have people who are either like, obsessed with this, or people who are like very, very cross and want them to break up and are like really totally allergic to it and can't buy into it. So there's a part of me that just thinks, like, I don't think this is forever in any way. So like, if it's not fake and there are feelings involved, like, I think the aftermath of this is going to be like, do you remember when we did the Taylor Swift episode and we talked about Tom Hiddleston and like that PR relationship and the whole like, I love Taylor Swift t-shirt, and he seemed to be way more into it than she was on a personal level. If anyone hasn't read that GQ interview he did in the aftermath that I constantly reference, please just go read it, because it's just like devastating. It's, I even talked about it with someone else recently. It's just like I think this could be her new age Tom Hiddleston, where it's like, he's more into it, she's having fun, whatever. It's not that serious.
Is that just the whole, like, the way she's set up to be like this man eater that just like kind of flies through all these men and like breaks hearts and just carries on?
How do you mean?
Like, that's how like the media loves to portray her.
Well, this is the thing as well, and like, to be honest, I'm getting sick of the argument that like, Shameless, the podcast, obviously covered this, and like, everyone's fucking talking about it, right? Because it's just because she's the most famous person in the world. And then again, you've Swifties and people in the comments being like, this is exactly what she doesn't want, whatever. And she's talked before about how she shouldn't be like justified by her relationships with, which I fundamentally agree with. She's one of the artists of our generation. She's an incredible entrepreneur. She's a fascinating figure in her own right. But she's also fucking Taylor Swift. She's the most famous person in the world.
She's going out with someone. And she knows like how, if she like winks her eye at someone, how everyone's going to pick up on it and run with it. Yeah. So like, she's well able to have a relationship, but that's not in the spotlight. she knows that this one is in the spotlight.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's just like, why are we talking about this? It's like, because she's famous. It doesn't mean, like, I don't think it's the most important thing about her. But, like, it's very interesting to me as someone who's very annoying and is obsessed with the two of them, you know? Yeah. Anyway, so your first introduction to Maddie Healy in the 1975 was Electro Picnic, was it?
Yeah, but I don't remember him as, like a character. I just remember, like, the songs and, like...
It's really amped up in the last year and a half, I would say. He's always been, like... kind of a public figure, but it was something about TikTok this year and the tour.
Yeah.
Where he's just, to be honest, I think it's TikTok. It's the TikTokification of bands and music and people, and specifically this tour. Because, like, I've been a fan for pretty much since the start. When everyone was taking the piss out of Chocolate, I was like, I love you, Kings Who Don't Enunciate. Like, I think the albums are so good. I think they're such interesting pop artists, and they don't always get it right, but like when they do, it's really, really strong. And I think he's an incredible songwriter. But yeah, so I've listened kind of since the start. And I think I kind of, they released an album during the pandemic that kind of passed me by because, like, fucking, we all had other things to be doing in the pandemic and we were all just kind of focusing on staying alive and not going insane. So I didn't really listen to that album. And then this most recent album, Being Funny in a Foreign Language, I got like really back into that. And I was like, I have to go to the tour, have to go to the tour. And again, because it was getting fed the content on TikTok, it was like the stage from every angle. He's eating raw meat for some reason.
He's kissing people in the
crowd. Yeah, like he's like opening a shirt and he's like, people are only seeing this on the Patreon, but like the hands in the crotch and stuff. It was just like he became, I don't know, like I'm always publicly thirsting over celebrity men, but this was just like another level for me. This was like... teenage crush.
You wore a suit to the show just to catch attention.
Like, well, that's a thing that a lot of them would do, I would say. But yeah, all the girlies.
Like,
but
again, it's also overlaps with the Minion fans.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
The Gru fandom. Oh my God. But yeah, it was just like, it was like nothing I've ever, like I felt insane for a couple of weeks there, to be honest. I feel like it's only just started to die down because I'm not getting... the videos like fit, but I was like, I need to see him from every angle. I need to know the songs they're doing.
Yeah.
I just, like, he started like haunting my dreams. Like, it was just.
Yeah.
In the same way that people had like a Pedro Pascal thing recently, or like some, I don't know, he was just like white boy of the month. Like, just people were.
I haven't had an obsession like that in a long time.
Do you think he's attractive?
Matt Healy.
Yeah.
Like, if you just showed me a picture of him, I would say, like, nah, not for me, but, like, there is something about those, like, TikToks, like, where, the way he performs, and, like, he just has, like, bad boy energy that people just are like, oh, yeah, who doesn't love a bad boy?
And, like, we love a bad boy, girls, don't we?
But it's literally just because it's just, there's some, like, there's just a boldness about fancying him.
Mm.
Isn't there?
Yeah. I think I could fix him.
No.
I think I could.
No.
I really actually
think
I could.
But you know you couldn't, and that's the appeal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Did you know that the rat in Flushed Away is actually based on him?
No, it's not.
I swear.
So mean.
So, like, he obviously has this nickname in the fandom, as I've already said, called, like, Ratty Healy, whatever, because, like, I don't, just whatever. But he...
because he looks like a rat.
Well, like...
in a, like, not a bad way, but, like...
is that kind of mean? But, like, it's
just... rat-like features.
It's just... Anyway...
he does.
But he's kind of... he's embraced it now. So, basically... but, like, people would be...
Googling the rat.
People would be talking about him. Do you remember the rat's name?
I've never seen it.
Have you never seen Flushed Away?
No, this is way more a you thing.
Yeah, we need to. Okay, we need to do that for movie.
Flushed Away. You what? You were you like 15 when that came out?
I wasn't. I was younger.
Sorry, you were 11.
Yeah. Rude.
I was 12. I was just a bit too far.
What?
When you Google it, Rat and Flushed Away.
There, I'm telling you. Look at the side by side. I'm gonna put
can
this
I
on the video.
To the camera, would it work?
Yeah, do. Well, I'd put it on the camera as well. If not, anyway. So he comes from an acting background. So his well, not an acting background, but he's
so sorry. His mom is Denise Welch.
But his dad mom. Is Tim Healy. So he'd be in like Benidorm, and his mom is Denise Welch
from Coronation Street.
They divorced.
I don't know if you call it an acting background,
but okay, they were together. They had Maddie. They divorced in 2012, and he's the younger brother Louis, who's an actor as well, right?
Okay. Have so seen Louis in anything?
I don't think so. Okay. They were actors for most of his childhood. She is now on Loose Women, as you mentioned. But his godfather is Ian Lafrenay, and he did the screenwriter for Flushed Away, and he based Roddy St. James, the cartoon rat in Flushed Away, on 14-year-old Matty Healy. So there you go.
He looked like that when he was 14. Yeah. In a suit with hair.
He's just going around in a suit.
There's no
hair.
Way he looked like that when he was 14.
Yeah, he said it at a show. I don't know if it's 100% true. I just think it was kind of an interesting.
Maybe I'd say it's probably the other way around, where Matty Healy based his persona on the rat.
Roddy St. James. Yeah. I think
there's no way he went around as a 14-year-old with his hair slicked back. He didn't even have the band then in a suit.
I don't know. He's just kind of that vibe, though. I could see it. But I think it's just him. It's a way for him to take ownership of the rat narrative as well, I think. You know what I mean? So that it's like...
Thanks, finally.
Yeah. But so that it's like he's kind of in on the joke, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, wink, wink. Because maybe it hurts his feelings. Anyway, Maddie, if you're listening to this and it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. He had a pretty tumultuous childhood. Like, his parents had issues with alcohol, drugs, addiction issues.
Denise Welch has come out and said that she reckons if it wasn't for her mental health issues that the band wouldn't ever have existed or has been as successful as it is.
He's written a lot of songs about like that time in his life. He says he remembers his childhood being exciting, like not distressing, but there's a song called She Lays Down, which is about her and her addiction issues. And like they've both talked about it like quite extensively in interviews. I think she's done her own podcast about the difficulty she kind of went through with postpartum depression and just immediately started using cocaine to try and cope with like the fact. And I think he felt a lot of guilt around it. I think they've kind of worked through it now, but they have a nice relationship. They're doing this like kind of a movie series on their YouTube. I don't really know how to explain it. Again, it's kind of like very knobbish, like very pretentious, but like these video diary kind of things, and she features in it. At one point he's like building a fort and she's like on the phone trying to talk to him, and they're just trying to have a conversation. It's a bit weird when you say it out loud like that, but yeah. He was privately educated, Lady Byrne House School and then King's School, Macclesfield. He was expelled from the latter for fighting, which I find very hard to believe because he does not look like a man who fights. He won a school talent show contest at the age of 12. He did renditions of songs by The Lads and Oasis, told his local newspaper that he would like to be a pop star.
There is a TV clip of him when he's really small and they're like, what do you want to be? Like with his mom. And they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he's like, I'm going to be a pop star. And
he's always like, wanted to be a pop star.
He's just like a child. Like,
love him or hate him. It goes back to that thing of like, he has that pure magnetism frontman thing. I can't put my finger on it, but he just does. Like, it doesn't mean he's not a knob, but like,
he's just like a little bit aloof.
I thought this was absolutely insane as someone who is also a big Dire Straits fan. They would have been friends with musicians as well, like his dad and like his family. So he would have hung out with like Brian Johnson of AC/DC, Rick Wakeman, Mark Knopfler, Jeff Lynne. And the first guitar Matt Healy ever played was used by Dire Straits to record Romeo and Juliet. Do you know that song? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start.
No.
I think that's going to be my first dance song. Me and Kane. But I don't know if it's actually a happy song.
Yeah.
Can someone confirm or deny that at Bandwagons Podcast if that's... Because I wanted Songbird.
Anyway.
I wanted Songbird by Fleetwood Mac. And everyone was like, that's a funeral song. Yeah, it was you actually. Song. We've had this conversation on this podcast, I would imagine.
That is a funeral song. My mom used to sing that at funerals.
But like...
Well, no, you could have it as... It's like, it's your day. Have whatever you want.
So yeah, he's always had this background in music. He ended up dropping out of school, hated school, said it got in the way of him being a pop star. So he formed the 1975 and 2002 with schoolmates Ross McDonald, Adam Hann and George Daniel. They've released 5 studio albums. Can you name any of them?
Is one of them just called the 1975?
Yeah. That's a cop out.
Knew that.
Each of them have gone number one in the UK.
Girls?
But they've never had... No, that's a song.
Yeah, but like sometimes... No, I don't know. No.
He was only 13 when they formed the band.
Oh, so maybe he did look like that rat when he was 14.
Yeah, sounds about right. So they all did relatively well in school, or like stayed in school. So he basically had to convince them to go to university in Manchester to kind of keep the band together, because he was like, this is my only option, this is my only hope, this is the only thing I want to do. He said he worked in a Chinese restaurant during this period. His mom was like really worried about him getting into music and doing the band. But his dad like believed in him like unquestioningly. He bought their first van. He turned their garage into like a recording space for them. He's actually appeared on the tour. He did a song at one point. Yeah. I can't remember which song. They were rejected by every major record label because they were too like genre hopping. So then their manager, Jamie Osborne, set up his own label, Dirty Hit. And they released 4 EPs from that. So there's Face Down and Sex, and then Music for Cars and 4. And then that was before their first album, which was 1975. But their first...
Why is it called 1975? What's the significance of that year?
Actually, I'm not sure. Because I thought it was when one of them were born, but they were all born in the 80s. Yeah, yeah. They're obsessed with the 80s, obviously. And then they obviously got huge momentum with Chocolate and Sex, the first two songs.
What does Sex go like again?
The song's essentially just about shagging a girl, but it's like, how does it go? I'm gonna physically finish it, but you say no. You say no. How does it start? And this is how it starts. Take your shoes off in the back of my van.
No, I don't know.
You say my shirt looks so good. I love it so much. I love them. And yeah, their debut album's inspired by John Hughes, intended to be a soundtrack to their teenage years. Gotten lots of good reviews, as I said, went to number one. Kind of immediately skyrocketed. Like they did 3 nights at London's Brixton Academy. They supported the Rolling Stones at Hyde Park, played the Pyramid Stage, Glastonbury. Then their second album was I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware Of It. This was 2016. And this is the one that has the sound.
You were obsessed with that.
I love that album. That album is going to be on my Spotify rap for years and years to come, because just like She's American. It's like, it's bright, such just bright pop, so gorgeous. But at this point, he was like, I think he was really struggling with the ascent to fame, because if you were at any of those shows, like he was, they played Malahide Castle as well. And I just remember it was not a good gig. Like it was bad. Like he was slugging out of bottles of red wine. It was just all really, really, really messy. And there's a couple of songs on that album that are about like just cocaine and like drugs and stuff. And that's where things kind of started to go
south.
South, I think, yeah. So he massively, massively, massively struggled. I think then, so that album was 2016. Then in 2017, he spent 8 weeks in rehab that the lads paid for, like his bandmates, because at that point he'd become addicted to heroin, and that's covered a lot in their third album, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, their best album in my opinion. They ended up relapsing when he left rehab on anti-anxiety medication. He has ADHD, anxiety, chronic migraines. He's been, I think he... One of the albums is a lot about cognitive behavioural therapy. He's been in a lot of therapy. I just think he's found... This is why I'm like, the Taylor thing is going to be a fucking nightmare for him, I think, coming out of it. Because it's like, you have to deal with the Swifties. You're more famous than you've ever been. Like, either way, you kind of lose.
You're already struggling. This is not going
to
help.
Yeah, like, okay, so it's like, he breaks up with her, your enemy number one to the Swifties. She breaks up with him, or they break up like amicably. He's solidified in this like boyfriend hall of fame and will be talked about in a way that's like pretty derisive for the rest of his life. You know what I mean? And he can't hack that. Like, even with his like recent, like, we may as well get into the controversies. Like, he's most recently on the tour. Like, he said stupid shit about misogyny and stuff as well, and yada yada, whatever. I think at heart, there's truly no malice in him, but I think he has foot and mouth fucking syndrome. He's famous, nepotism, a lot of ego, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like most recently, like in 2020, actually, we'll go back to that. Like he's done a lot of good things. They've pledged to only play at music festivals of the gender balance lineup. I'm not sure if they're still doing that, but they've done a lot of eco-conscious things. Greta Thunberg is on their fourth album, Notes on a Conditional Form. They have like sustainable merch. They've like reprinted merch and stuff like that. But in 2020, he like came out publicly in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. But he, in a way, kind of used it to promote one of their songs, which not great. So he, I think it was like an Instagram story or something. It was a link to something and he said, or sorry, it was a tweet. And he said, if you truly believe that all lives matter, you need to stop facilitating the end of black ones. And then posted a link to Love If We Made It, which is like kind of like a protest song, kind of very, very good song. And people were like, why are you shilling your wares when a man has just died? And like, this is a very important movement.
Well, he probably thought like he was doing good.
Well, he came out then and he was like, sorry, I did not link my song in that tweet to make it about me. It's just that the song is literally about the disgusting situation and speaks more eloquently than I can on Twitter. But they, like, again, he does good things like 2019, banned from Dubai after displaying a pride flag and kissing a male fan on stage, protested by his anti-LGBT laws. That's good.
Yeah.
There was something recently where he was potentially seen to be like, there's a video of him again performing Love That We Made It. And there's a line in it that's thank you, Kanye, very cool, which is a direct reference to something Donald Trump said about Kanye. And like, obviously we know the way Kanye has gone, being very anti-Semitic, whatever. But during this particular performance, there's a video that's come out. He's marching on the spot and performs a Nazi salute on stage, right? And now he hasn't said anything publicly about this. The interpretation, and the one that I'm going to go with, is that like he was like, it's satire, and like he's satirizing Kanye, right? But at the end of the day, if I have to explain that, should you be doing it in the first place? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like ultimately, that's going to be offensive and potentially very traumatic to Jewish people, right? He said nothing about this, but like it's been pretty like widely condemned, obviously. But then you go on and it's like he did this podcast earlier this year called The Adam Friedland Show. You cannot find this anywhere now. Like this has been scrubbed from the internet. This thing, I don't think is so bad. He said that Harry Styles has been given a pass for queerbaiting, which I think is like, to be honest, I actually think is a fair statement.
Yeah.
Like I think, look, we don't know how he identifies, whatever. I don't think anyone should have to come out or like, whatever. But I think there's a lot to be said for utilising queer fan bases and like making money off them. I think it's a little bit pinkwashy. But you go on then and it's like he made impressions of different accents, including accents, because they were trying to figure out what Ice Spice's heritage is. Do you know who Ice Spice is?
No.
She does, I try to beg me to stay. Yeah, and say, yeah, you definitely know what the Princess Diana song. And like he, again, didn't address it at all initially, but he was performing in Auckland recently and again was like, I'm genuinely sorry if I've upset her because I fucking love her, which isn't really an apology. So he's just like, I don't know, a bit dumb, maybe thinks he's untouchable.
Yeah, but like here we are being like, oh, he did this, but he actually did this and it's good. Like, whereas people have been cancelled for a lot less.
And look, this is the thing.
Good people have been cancelled for a lot less, whereas he's just like, oh, he did this, but he also, like, he's not that bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, which he just has some sort of, like, charm about him that people want to see the good in him.
But that's why I'm also like, is that why he's with Taylor Swift? Is it a bit of, like, brand rehab? Is it a little bit like,
yeah,
I will look better from this? Because if she endorses me, like, people essentially think she's perfect and she's not. I don't think anyone's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. What a mess. Do you remember him going out with Halsey?
No.
So she's actually the inspiration behind She's American. I need to talk about this because it born the like most insane Tumblr poem of all time. So they dated in 2015 and they met through like one of their concerts. She was a huge fan of the band, said he influenced like her songwriting and everything else. They were like in deep, like wrote songs about each other. As I said, they did She's American. Halsey did Colors, you know that song? Everything is blue. His pills, his hair, his jeans.
No.
Something. And like directly references Denise Welch in that.
Oh, okay.
She's like, your mother only smiles on her TV show. And it's like, you're talking about Denise Welch on Loose Women. Like, yeah, this is
bad shit.
But anyway, they were like, they were down bad for each other. Can I read you the Tumblr post he wrote about her?
Yes.
Or she wrote about him, rather. This is also now deleted. I don't know if this Tumblr
exists. How do we know that this was her?
Oh, no. Like, it was confirmed it was her. Like, it was her It was her Tumblr. It just doesn't exist anymore. She doesn't post on it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's 100% her. Like, this is, it's canon. Like,
okay.
He doesn't like to cuddle. He likes to grip my hips and pull the fibers of pink tissue in shreds from my lip with his teeth. He throws his hands in the air like a messiah and leans his head out the open window. Easy, breathe, codeine, breathe. We laugh loudly and kiss loudly and moan loudly. He mouths vulgar things that make me giggle in front of our friends. I run my hand along the seam of his tight black jeans beneath the tabletop. He rolls his eyes and smirks at me. We take every opportunity to touch, to feel, so secretly, so public, exhibitionist pleasure. We play like children, tussling my hair and I climb on his back. We roll spliff after spliff and talk rapidly and vigorously and trip over each other's sentences like a sidewalk crack. He says us like it means amen and his eyes burn wild with the fire of passion. Jesus. We get drunk off of wine and skin and things we love. His smile erupts across his face like it could shatter his cheekbones. His eyes glimmer like a lake catching the glare of the moonlight.
Will you read this at my wedding?
Absolutely. And just not say that it was Halsey right now.
No, it's for me.
A glint of silver is growing up the side of his hairline. He thinks it makes him look distinguished. I laugh and agree. He loves to be so much older than me. He thinks it. I don't think he's that much older than her. I will say not in like a problematic way. I need to stop defending him. He thinks it makes him wise. We spend a lot of time in hotel rooms with the door shut. We spend a lot of times outside of hotel rooms with our mouths shut. He thinks the Xanax makes the sex last longer, and I don't argue. I always wake up first. I sit at the desk and work quietly and glance at him in the sheets, vulnerable and quiet, soft face, soft sounds, a warm cup of coffee and marmalade light through the windows. We bond over love for our brothers. We fight over where the cord chain should go. We tease. Oh, we tease. He likes clean socks and messy hair. This is so long. And he runs his fingers down my overall straps with a tiger's grin. He writes his name in the fog on the mirror from where he grabbed a fistful of my hair and pressed my face against the glass. I forgot that bit. Aww. He loves soul and music. We sing confidently and triumphantly. I tap my fingers like spider's eggs across his bare chest and onto his buttons one by one. Imagine fancying someone this much. Like, she was down. They were obsessed with each other. Like, I toss my head back and laugh maniacally and pout my lips when he won't be fair. He speaks like a pastor and trips over his words. His tongue struggles to meet his brain. That's how a prodigy thinks. In brackets, or it's the drugs. He knows when my words are about him and he lets it all go to his head and I don't care because I love to watch him love himself. They went on and used that line in a song. We laugh and fuck and play and write and head back. Oh, sorry. And write and plot and say goodbye and never worry. He is my occasional constant, a parody of himself, a paradox of ever present and transparent. I don't care what he is. And then he went on to write, she's American. And the entire song is basically like, I think you're a bit dim. the lyrics are essentially like, well, how does the end of it go? It's like, well, your face got a hold on me, but your brain is proper with I'm feeling insane.
Oh my God.
You just keep nodding at me, looking vacant. Like, it's basically just him being like,
he just wants to shag her.
You're a bit dumb, but you're hot and I fancy it. Like, it's just like, she has gone and written this publicly all over Tumblr and Maddie's like, okay, interesting.
Oh my God.
And if she likes it, because we just... It's the best song of all time, though, so I'm glad they were together.
You've said that about, like, six other songs.
But it is the best song of all time, not hyperbolic. I need to make a playlist of that, actually. Songs that are non-hyperbolically the best songs of all time.
Do you want a quiz?
Well, I was going to say, do you know who he dated after then?
Oh, no.
Gabriella Brooks. And who is she with now?
Who's Gabriella Brooks?
You wouldn't know her. She's a model. Who is she with now?
Zac Efron.
Liam Hemsworth.
Close.
And then, as I said, he was with FKA Twigs. Yes, I would like a quiz, please. Thank you very much.
I don't know if this quiz is problematic or not. I'd imagine it's not.
We'll see. We'll make a call after Adam and you decide.
This is called Healy or Healy Ray.
Healy or Healy Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have quotes here.
Okay.
And it's
Matty Healy or Mike Healy Ray.
Or Danny Healy Ray.
Okay.
And one of those two, I don't really know the difference, which is not good because one of them says a lot of bad things.
Oh God, yeah, but
that's neither here nor there.
We don't endorse any of these statements or any of this favour or anything. We don't endorse anything.
Yeah, no way. Okay, they're not like funny quotes, but it's just, I think this will be more difficult than the Aldi Crapaldi one.
Okay.
if you eat too much and get in behind the wheel of a car, then you're a danger on the road because you're likely to fall asleep after eating a big meal.
That's Healy Ray, I would say.
That's Danny Healy Ray. Who's to say tomorrow won't be the best day of your life?
That's Matty Healy, isn't
that's
it?
That's Matty Healy.
God, that's pathetic. Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Christ.
I think about dying, but I don't want to die. Not even close. In fact, my problem is the complete opposite. I want to live. I want to escape. I feel trapped and bored and claustrophobic. There's so much to do, so much to see and so much to do, but somehow I still find myself doing nothing at all. I'm still here in this metaphorical bubble of existence and I can't quite figure out what the hell I'm doing or how to get out of it.
Cannot relate to that level of enthusiasm for being alive right now, but I'm going to say that's Matty Healy.
I was just picturing like one of the Healy Rays saying that in a doll or something. Kerry accent?
Kerry. The rhododendrons. That's a pretty good impression, isn't it? Carry on.
After reading someone you love, wait at least an hour before starting to write.
That's Matty Healy.
That's so cringe. What does that even mean?
God, he's so embarrassing. Like, just...
I'm obsessed
with him.
They told us about the ozone layer. They told us about the ozone layer, that it was greenhouse gases and that it was cans of hairspray or whatever. But they never told us anything... But they never told us it was nuclear testing.
That could be either of them because he's so outspoken about climate change. That's a Healy Ray, is it?
That's a Healy Ray. Poison me, daddy.
That's a lyric. That's Matty Healy. Imagine the Healy Rays. Poison me, daddy.
Culture is politics.
That's Matty Healy as well.
So you know too much about him.
It's pathetic.
The idea of losing something is toying with the idea of having it in the first place, so I suppose I'll be all right.
Did he definitely say all these things? Were you able to attribute these to him, Matty Healy?
I copied and pasted them off a website.
Incredible.
When you think about it, it's all well and good living a life so clean it would put even a saint to shame, but sure, God knows you might as well live it up. Enjoy your few cigarettes, your few drinks, your desserts, or whatever your vice may be. Death doesn't discriminate or favour those who live healthy lives. It will take anyone, any time, so you might as well go with a smile on your face.
So do I think the addict said that, or... It's obviously...
I don't know. I think I couldn't give myself any advice apart from just do exactly what I want.
Matty Healy.
You think you got all the right?
10 out of 10, is it?
Yeah. See, I just don't know enough about Matty Healy to know if that's something he'd say or not.
I'm going to see them in Cork and Dublin and I'm very excited. I wonder if Taylor Swift is going to come to Dublin or Cork.
When's that?
In a few weeks. Actually, very soon.
Oh. But they're not just here.
Yeah, they were here very recently. And then it's an outdoor show in Dublin and an outdoor show in Cork.
Oh.
So what do you reckon? Are you on the bandwagon? Off the bandwagon?
I'm here for the music and the rest I could leave behind. I don't care.
This is the thing. It's very tricky because yes, I want celebrities to be messy, but I really wish they weren't like horrendously offensive to minorities. You know what I mean? And just consistently.
Yeah.
Like it's not good, girls.
Also the whole, just like, I don't care who Taylor Swift dates ever, you know?
Well, you are in the minority there.
I know, but I just can't, like, it's just like same... Like, play a new one, you know what I mean?
Who should she get with next?
Mark Wahlberg.
So no, like, Mark Wahlberg is not a good person. We don't honor with him.
Just someone, like, real old and, like, out of left field. Like
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, just something a bit fucking juicy. This is boring. Two hot young people are together. Ooh.
It's too obvious in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want her to get like a sugar daddy, even though she doesn't need one. I want her to get like...
She's her own sugar daddy.
I want her to get with like... Who's like...
Michael Healy Ray.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks and Taylor Swift would break the internet.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
she'll
interesting
be with Pete
to
Davidson
me.
Next, and I'm just like, girly, come on.
Yeah.
I just want
Everyone
her to
gets
be,
a go on Pete.
I want her to be... I think initially I was like, I just want her to be married and happy. I don't know why the marriage
thing
is so important
then.
To me, but... Yeah, but...
No, if you were...
I think she really...
Famous and as, like, hot and, like, sought after as Taylor Swift, you would be shagging all around you and having a million boyfriends.
Yeah. And girlfriends.
And girlfriends or whatever.
I want her to be gay and or married. Yeah. I'd like her to be...
What do you think about the rumours of her and Joe being secretly married? But like not actually married, but they had like a wedding, but they just didn't get legally married.
I don't know. I kind of, there's part of me that kind of calls bullshit on it. Like, because there's no documentation of it or anything. Like there's no, and again, I think that was just literally something that came from Dumas. And they're adamant that it's like, there was a ceremony, like marriage looks different for everyone and all this bullshit. And I'm just like, all right. I think, but maybe that was also one of the reasons why they
romanticizes everything.
Yeah, but maybe that was one of the reasons that they broke up as well. Maybe, like, I think she wants it all, and I think she should be able to have it all. I think women should be able to have everything, actually.
Yeah.
Women's rights. But I think she wants, like, the career, and she wants to be married. Like, in my opinion, that I could have completely mischaracterized her, but that's, I think she wants it, like.
Yeah, but, like, I could totally see her in lockdown being like, let's just have let's get married, and then they just have, like, a wedding that's not actually a marriage, and then she gets a ring, and it's just, like, really romantic in the moment, but, like, now that they're breaking up, it actually doesn't, it's not that messy, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But, like, when they were together, it was like, oh, yeah, we did it, and we were, like, it meant something at the time to them.
Yeah. They all unfollowed Jo on Instagram as well, all her mates.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you saw recently Ryan Reynolds, because him and Taylor are obviously friends. He had chocolate playing on a story. Like, this is where you get, like, so galaxy brain shit about this, like, where it's just, like...
What's going on?
Are they all in on it? Like, and if they are, like, that's not... Like, can you imagine?
Ryan Reynolds is surely just stirring the pot.
I don't think he's... I don't think Taylor told him to do it or anything, but, like...
He's just like, let me get a piece of this.
Yeah, let me get a piece of this sweet, sweet action.
Yeah.
Would you go see Taylor if she came back?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know what, actually?
There's rumours of Coke Park. I cannot reveal my sources, but yeah.
Again, she's come back, like...
I don't think she'll do any smaller than...
But she will sell it this time.
This is the thing, yeah.
What was that about? That whole, like, glitch in her career where she just couldn't even sell a night at Crow Park?
Misogyny, babe. Misogyny.
People were just really busy. Or two nights in Crow Park. What was it? Two or three?
It was too many nights.
Maybe.
It was one too many nights, but I think it was also she did. There was no promo, obviously, because this was Reputation era, and also people really fucking hated her.
Mm.
There's still people that really don't like her, but I think the tide has turned in a massive way now.
Yeah, there's an era for everyone. Do you know there's a Taylor Swift sleep method for babies?
No,
that I read online in like one of these baby sleep groups that if you like can't get your baby to go to sleep, put on Folklore or
Evermore.
And there's something about it that just like makes your baby fall asleep. And anytime I've tried it, it works.
It's mad.
Yeah, we were driving the other day and she was like, hadn't gone to sleep. When normally she's like pretty good for going to sleep in the car and she just wouldn't go to sleep. And Mark was like, just try the Taylor Swift thing. And I put it on and literally like, we did like before the end of the first song, she was gone.
Must just be the vibes.
It's the like the BPMs or something that like slows their heart rate down and gets them to relax.
It is very lullaby-esque.
Yeah. Which is grand. Like if that's going to put her to sleep, then I get to listen to it. And
maybe I need to try that after we finish recording this.
I would go see Taylor Swift for the Fearless era.
Yeah, fair.
I want the whole thing all over again. I was an OG. She's playing a lot of Fearless, I think. Swiftie.
Yeah. Are you excited about Speak Now? Taylor's version?
I miss Speak Now. I was really into like the Taylor Swift album, like her very first one, which was just called Taylor Swift or something, wasn't it? With the hair?
Yeah.
And then Fearless, they were like my big ones. I used to like illegally download them on Frostwire and like break all my laptops just for those songs.
The
guards
are going to come after us now, thanks for that.
Just for those songs.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go. Crazier. We'll be there. Okay, so watch me. Are they staying together before we wrap this up?
No, what do you think's going to happen? Not a chance in hell. I give them, I'd say she'll have someone else by the end of the year. Someone else as like jaw dropping by the
and
end of the year.
And you want it to be an old man.
I would love it to be something just fucking different, or a woman or something, like just not a young hot male that she's all like, something a bit left field for her. What do you think?
They are definitely not going to stay together. I don't know what's next for her though. I'd love a nice string of like several high profile
people. What if he like gets her pregnant or something?
Oh my God, that's chaotic.
That is chaotic. I kind of love it.
No, you're too rich to... I know condoms break and stuff like, but they have too much money that it's just like... She has someone that's in charge of her birth control, you know what I mean? Like, that's so meticulously planned.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Guys, I just like to apologise. I'm very sorry for me this episode. I feel like I've put us all through it. But we're back during the week.
We are back.
Well, me and you are back during the week. You're not going to hear this till next week.
Yeah, I'm away for a week or so. So we're going to pre-record the next two episodes after this one.
Yep.
And they're going to be good ones. One of them that's coming up is ridiculous things you've done to get someone's attention.
Oh, yeah.
Of the opposite sex, or someone, maybe not the opposite sex. Someone. Oh, that
I forgot.
Fancy.
I didn't know if you were going to include it in this episode. But yeah, let's do a separate one.
It's coming up.
We've gotten a lot of responses.
Yeah, and they're fucking hysterical. So send more to bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com if you have like a long story, or you can just DM us, or there's a question box up, which is probably gone by now. But yeah, just send them to us anyway you can. Yep.
We'll be on Patreon next week, patreon.com/bandwagons. We are Bandwagons Podcast. Everywhere on social media. Is there anything else I need to say? We've picked our winners for the hat, so if you haven't been DM'd, you
better look next time.
You better look next time. We have five more left. We're only giving away five from this lot, but if you are waiting on delivery, we're still waiting on the delivery, so just bear with us. Also, it's not like ideal weather for a beanie hat anyway, so you can wait a little bit longer. It's fine. Okay. Summertime, guys. Okay, anything else?
No. Let's let you go back to bed.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.